a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
The South Dakota Senate will come to order, and let me see, just a second there. Apologize. Leading us in our prayer today is, for her first time in the South Dakota Senate, not that we're going to embarrass her, but we're sure glad to have her, Peggy Stempson from the United Methodist Church here, the Pier Fort Pier Ministerium. Pastor, it's a privilege having you here. And our page from Mitchell is Nick Johnson. He's going to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
And let us pray. Almighty God, I pray for your holy and loving presence to be felt in this place. I pray for your discerning spirit to guide our time together and to be able to listen for your guidance, that we are able to hear and that we would have open ears, minds, and hearts. We pray this in your mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. Before we're able to call the roll, we have two senators that I will administer the oath to. So Senator Van Gerpen and Senator Holeen, if you would come forward. How about a round of applause for our two lost sheep? They're signing so we can get their signature imprint for credit card use. Anything you need, just let me know. Okay, we'll move along now. We will call the roll, please, Madam Secretary.
Senators Bradford, Brown, Buell, O'Donnell, Kamak, Kerr, Ewing, Frericks, Greenfield, Hager, Haverly, Heineman, Heinert, Holeen, Hunoff, Jensen, Lederman, Monroe, Norstrup, Olson, Omdahl, Otten, Parsley, Peters, Peterson, Rampelberg, Rave, Rush, Sohol, Solano, Sutton, Tiedemann, Teason, Van Gerpen, Valley, and White. Quorum present, Mr. President.
Thank you, ma'am. Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the second day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Corey Brown, Chair.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Welcome to all of you visiting the South Dakota Senate and listening over the Internet. It's a privilege to have you here. in person as well as electronically. I'd like to announce, first of all, that this afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m., we have the State Historical Society's reception, their annual legislative reception at their headquarters. And that's, again, from 4 to 6, and you've received information on that. We are indeed privileged, as all of us have many things in common. One of them is that we've all been children. And as youth, we've all gone through education. And without those educators in our lives, a number of them who have spurred us on to public service and other areas, we really would not have a society as good as we have right now. And so as I introduce these people, they'll be standing up there right above me. But I'm going to start out with, first of all, South Dakota's 2014 Milken Educator Award winner. That's Leanna Rabin. She's a kindergarten teacher at Hawthorne Elementary School. Let's talk a little about this award. Leanna, are you standing? Oh, great. Thank you. When's nap time? Oh, I'm sorry. It's called the Oscars of Teaching. I think a number of us are familiar with this award, but really, it is absolutely amazing. Only 40 teachers across the country received this award last year. Only 40. These individuals are selected based on their exemplary educational accomplishments and an inspiring presence that motivates students, colleagues, and community. And there aren't many of us that could teach or would have that ability, but there's fewer that could handle kindergarten. And I think it's just absolutely amazing to represent our state and to be our winner. Congratulations. We have South Dakota's 2015 Regional Teacher of the Year winners, and each one of them will stand as I call their name, please. Lori Wagner, who's a high school math teacher from Webster. Jennifer Larson, who's a first grade teacher from Sanborn Central. Pam Wells, a high school science teacher from Mobridge Pollock. Ann Noyes, who is a fifth grade teacher here in Pierre. Justin Speck, who is unable to be with us today, he's a theater teacher in Rapid City. And finally, Alan Hoagie, who's the high school math teacher, Brandon School, Valley School District, and he is the 2015 State Teacher of the Year for South Dakota. Thank you all. Well, I understand from Senator Soholt that you have taken the committees through some classes, modules. Is that correct? That's great. Was it the math one, or was it the one where the train left Chicago on a Tuesday? And okay, almost. I still have that nightmare. So I'm just. How did they do? Okay. So when are we going to test them? You know, if we pass the laws, they should take the test, right? That's great. What a great idea your chair has come up with, and thank you for taking care of our future. Are there any other personal privileges from the floor? Okay. Communications.
The Honorable Matt Michaels, President of the Senate, State Capitol, Pierre, South Dakota. Dear President and members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 41-2 of the South Dakota Codified Laws and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have reappointed Barry Jensen, Millette County, White River, South Dakota, to the Game, Fish, and Parks Commission. This appointment is effective January 11, 2015, and shall continue until January 10, 2019. Sincerely, Dennis Dugard, Governor. Also, I have appointed Myron Williams, Pennington County, Wall, South Dakota, to the State Brand Board. This appointment is effective immediately and shall continue until January 1st, 2018. Also, I have reappointed Bart Blum, Lyman County, Reliance, South Dakota, to the State Brand Board. This appointment is effective immediately and shall continue until January 1st, 2018. Also, I have reappointed Robert H. Hartford, Hughes County, Pierce, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Lottery Commission. This appointment is effective immediately and shall continue until January 1st, 2017. Also, I have reappointed Ronald Wheeler, Lawrence County, Leeds, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Science and Technology Authority. This appointment is effective April 10th, 2014, and shall continue until April 9th, 2020. Also, I have reappointed John Kelvin, Coddington County, Watertown, South Dakota, to the Board of Economic Development. This appointment is effective January 15, 2014, and shall continue until April 14, 2018. Also, I have reappointed Greg Heineman, Minnehaha County, South Dakota, to the Board of Economic Development. This appointment is effective April 15, 2014, and shall continue until April 14, 2018. Also, I have reappointed Tony Klein, Hughes County, Pierce, South Dakota, to the Board of Economic Development. This appointment is effective April 15, 2014, and shall continue until April 14, 2018. Also, I have reappointed Joseph Schartz, Minnehaha County, Humboldt, South Dakota, to the State Board of Regents. This appointment is effective July 2, 2014, and shall continue until July 1, 2016. Also, I have appointed Patricia Whitehorse Carda, Charles Mix County, Wagner, South Dakota, to the Board of Pardons and Paroles. This appointment is effective immediately and shall continue until January 19, 2016. And also, I have reappointed Dana Dykehouse, Minnehaha County, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Science and Technology Authority. This appointment is effective August 15, 2014, and shall continue until August 14, 2020.
For those especially listening on the Internet, the Senate has the constitutional duty to review and advise and consent, and that is essentially confirm these appointments by the governor. And in doing so, President Pro Tem refers these appointments and the individuals to appear in front of various committees of germane jurisdiction. So at this time, for the record, the President reads these following referrals. The reappointment of Barry Jensen to the Game, Fish, and Parks Commission, that confirmation, advice, and consent hearing is referred to Agricultural and Natural Resources. Myron Williams to the State Brand Board, also referred to the Agricultural and Natural Resources Committee. Bart Blum to the State Brand Board, Agriculture and Natural Resources. Robert Hartford, reappointment to the South Dakota Lottery Commission, Commerce and Energy Committee has jurisdiction. State Affairs shall hear the reappointment of Ronald Wheeler to the South Dakota Science and Tech Authority. John Calvin to the Board of Economic Development is referred to State Affairs. Greg Heineman is referred to State Affairs for his consideration for reappointment to the Board of Economic Development. Reappointment of Tony Klein to the Board of Economic Development is also referred to State Affairs. Joseph Schartz, to his reappointment to the Board of Regents is referred to the Committee of Education. Judiciary shall have jurisdiction over the appointment over Patricia Whitehorse Sarda to the Board of Pardons and Paroles. And the reappointment of Dana Dykehouse to the South Dakota Science and Technology Authority is referred to State Affairs. Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on Appropriations reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bill 28 and recommends a due pass. Senator Deb Peters, Chair.
Reports of select committees, joint selects.
Mr. President, your Joint Select Committee appointed to make arrangements for a memorial service for our deceased former members of the South Dakota House of Representatives and Senate respectfully reports that they recommend that the House of Representatives and Senate recess and convene in the House chambers at 3 p.m. on January 22, 2015, and that a joint memorial resolution be introduced in their memory by their colleagues in the House of Representatives and Senate. Respectfully submitted, Representatives Scott Craig, Steve Hickey, Roger Hunt, and Dennis Feichert, House Committee, Senators Mike Valley, Phyllis Heineman, Jim Bradford, Senate Committee. Mr. President, your Joint Select Committee, appointed relative to securing chaplains for the 90th Legislative Session, respectfully reports. We have conferred with the Peer Fort Peer Ministerial Association and have arranged for ministers to participate on a part-time basis under the direction of Pastor Sarah Goldhammer, Lutheran Memorial Church, as Chief Chaplain, to serve the Senate and House as chaplains throughout the 90th Session of the Legislature. Respectfully submitted, Representatives Scott Craig, Steve Hickey, Karen Soley, House Committee, and Senators Bill Van Gerpen, Gary Kamak, and Scott Parsley, Senate Committee. Mr. President, your Joint Select Committee, appointed for the purpose of conferring with the Director of the Legislative Research Council in regard to making arrangements for the distribution of the official directory, House and Senate journals and bills, and other legislative printing for the two houses and the stack state offices with the full power to act, has met. Respectfully submitted, Representatives Don Hager, Jim Bolin, and Paula Hawks, House Committee, and Senators Dan Lederman, Reed Holine, and Troy Heinert, Senate.
Messages.
Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee for the purpose of arranging legislative days for members, officers, and employees of the House and Senate. Arlene Kvislin, Chief Clerk. Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to setting the compensation schedule for the elective and appointed officers and employees of the Senate and House for the 90th Legislative Session. Arlene Kvislin, Chief Clerk.
Motions and resolutions, please.
Senator Brown moves that Senate Bill 70 be referred from the Committee on Judiciary to the Committee on State Affairs.
Second.
All those in favor of that referral signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried.
Senator Rave moves that when we adjourn today, we adjourn to convene at 1 p.m. Friday, January 16th, the fourth legislative day.
Second.
All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Joint Select Committee reports and action.
Senator Rave moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to compensation for the elected and appointed officers and employees for the 90th Legislative Session as found on page 34 of the Senate Journal be adopted.
Second.
Comments on that motion? Hearing none. This is a compensation and consequently results in the necessity of a roll call vote. So any remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is Senator Rave's motion that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to compensation for elected and appointed officers and employees for the 90th Legislative Session be adopted. So senators in favor of adoption of this report will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Secretary, will you please call the roll?
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell O'Donnell.
Aye.
Kamak.
Aye.
Curd.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Hager.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heinemann.
Aye.
Heinert.
Aye.
Olin.
Aye.
Hanoff.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Olson. Excused. Amdo.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Parsley.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Rush.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Solano.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Van Gerpen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 34 yeas, one excused.
Senator Rave's motion, having received a two-thirds majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed, and the report is so adopted.
Senator Rave moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to legislative days for the 90th Legislative Session found on page 34 of the Senate Journal be adopted.
Second.
All those in favor of that motion of adoption signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. It is so adopted. That's our orders of business today. Announcements. Any announcements? Senator Rave.
Thank you, Mr. President. State Affairs meets tomorrow, 10 o'clock, first meeting.
State Affairs, 10 o'clock. Senator Ewing.
Senate Local Government at 8 a.m. in the morning in room 412.
Great. Thank you. Kicking things off, Senator Rempelberg.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have health tomorrow at 10 o'clock, room 412.
Thank you. Senator Monroe.
Senate taxation, 10 o'clock.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Great.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Senator Valley.
Senate Transportation, tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock. We'll have both the Department of Public Safety and the Division of Motor Vehicles there. Thank you.
Excellent. Other announcements? Madam Secretary, you're up.
Senator Soholt moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor of adjournment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried.